Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with The Conscious Resistance and The Last American Vagabond. I'm here at the Next Steps Conference in Atlanta with Dr. Peter Mercola. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I feel like I'm the last American vagabond.
Well, I just got to hear you speak and a house full of people who very much appreciated what you have to share. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I did want to pick your brain on a few topics if we could. First off, in preparing for talking with you, I went ahead and let's just see what Wikipedia has to say about Dr. Mercola's disease. Have you looked at your Wikipedia page recently?
Everybody should know we don't write our own Wikipedia pages. Wikipedia has locked me out, and Wikipedia is engaged in defamation, which is written falsehoods with the intent of malice against public figures like myself.
So that's what I was curious about is, so as somebody who, I should have said this, you're a cardiologist, you know, previously working with Texas A&M, Baylor, I'm from Houston, and credentialed, you've got the experience, you're the expert, right? We should be trusting you. How does it feel to put in the time, the work, the energy, the money, your livelihood, and then to have yourself labeled, not only Wikipedia, but in the mainstream press in that way, to see your work diminished in that way?
The editors of Wikipedia are anonymous, and it doesn't bother me a single bit. Right. I haven't had a single person in medical authority disagree with me. I've given more media appearances, more analysis, more written opinion editorials in peer-reviewed publications than any person who's opined in COVID-19, including our public health officials, those in the House and the Senate and White House. Me, I'm number one. And you will not find me contradicting myself, and you will not find a line of video reel where I've been wrong on a major issue.
Well, that's a pretty good track record. So in continuing that conversation about disinformation, because this has become the term the last couple years, I'd like to get your opinion, whatever you'd like to share, about other doctors out there who are kind of taking the exact opposite stance of you, saying the things that you're saying are misinformation. I'm thinking of one particular doctor who's from where I'm at in Houston, Dr. Peter Hotez, who goes on CNN, MSNBC, and says that the conversations we're having here tonight, the things that you're sharing, for example, the Wikipedia page says one of your misinformation bits was warning that natural immunity could be better than vaccinated immunity, which is just recently confirmed by the Lancet study just in the last couple weeks. But still, doctors like Dr. Hotez go on TV and say, this is anti-science aggression. We need the government to, I don't know what exactly he wants, but how does it feel though to have that coming from other medical professionals? I mean, is that something you come across in your travels?
The word misinformation, disinformation, and then anti-science, those are intentional, weaponized propaganda terms. They're being weaponized. There is no such thing as science or anti-science. They're simply data and two or more interpretive points of view. We're all entitled to our points of view. Mm-hmm. For one to label another person and to cast that label, that's actually an intent of malice. Now, as a doctor and a scientist, and someone who has as many or more peer-reviewed publications in the National Library of Medicine than any person you can mention,
sure,
my opinion is just as valuable as any one of these other opinions. We should sit down and discuss the data. In fact, we've invited our public health officials to sit down and discuss the data multiple times in the U.S. Senate, mm-hmm, and they won't show up.
That's exactly the stance that Dr. Hotez takes. These opinions, which would be things you know you're hearing here today, aren't worth being debated. They don't deserve the time, and clearly there's some disingenuousness there.
It's not up to him to judge.
Sure.
We can just sit down and discuss it, discuss the information at hand. We have large numbers of injuries, disabilities, and deaths at hand. We must discuss them. Americans are suffering consequences of this mass vaccine program. He doesn't have the courage to sit down and discuss this. None of our public health officials do. And so casting out words like misinformation, disinformation, anti-science is emblematic of individuals who are refusing to face the truth. They are using propaganda to intentionally drive harm in the population.
I agree. Got one more question and we'll wrap up with a solutions focused one for people at home who maybe feel like they want a little hope. But I'd like to get your opinion on another topic that's related to COVID that has become the hot button issues in some corners. I'm sure you've come across it, but folks who believe that there are no viruses, or particularly that the COVID virus hasn't been isolated. I'm not sure if you know how much time you've put in or energy into that. You know, I've interviewed Andrew Kaufman and some of the folks who are kind of promoting that idea. personally, I'm not 100% sold on this idea. You know, I think there's some research needs to be done. I do think there's some interesting data out there about FOIA requests that have been put out trying to get governments, can you provide me proof of isolation? But in general, what are your thoughts on this? Is this distraction, division? You know, what do you think about that topic?
I think it's distraction, and it may even be intentional distraction. There are standard virology lab techniques that have been used for decades. Viruses are transferred into one cell culture versus another. They're isolated in order to be able to make vaccines. So of course they've been isolated. We can see them on electron microscopy. So we can actually physically see the viruses, and we can basically determine the entire genetic sequence of the virus. We can understand every single protein within the virus. So the viruses clearly exist. They've clearly been isolated because we make vaccines out of them. If they couldn't be isolated, we could actually never make a vaccine. The Chinese actually have a Sinovac coronavirus vaccine is the isolated SARS-CoV-2 virus killed and given as a vaccine. So these claims are just, they're not useful claims. I don't think they're helping us get to any solution. And they're just, I think, distractions of people who just honestly don't understand standard virology and vaccine
techniques. Someone says, this is one of the arguments I've heard, when their argument is when you look into the word isolation and the way virologists use it, they don't use it in the same sense that, so if I say I'm going to isolate the coins out of your pocket, all I have in my hand is coins, and they're saying that the process that's used to isolate viruses is not as clean cut as that, and that there's other material in there. And so this is their argument. Would you say that comes from a place of total lack of understanding?
Yeah, it's a lack of understanding. No, they're clearly isolated. I mean, the viruses are isolated and it's actually purified in order to give us a vaccine.
Okay.
So they have to be isolated.
Okay, well, thank you for addressing that. I just wanted to get your opinion. The final question I'll ask tonight is, you know, what would you say, the focus of Next Steps is trying to give solutions, and obviously we just heard from you and Dr. Corey, there's no perfect solution to any of this, but trying to raise awareness is a part of that. We appreciate what you do here. Anything you can give to the folks at home who are trying to, you know, maybe what we could give to them to prepare for the next case of what I'll call corrupted science, you know, what we've seen with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. What happens if there is another, you know, pandemic and we see similar tactics used? What would you recommend families do or parents do?
We've already seen it.
Sure.
We've already seen it. The next attempt at pulling worldwide in U.S. panic was monkeypox. What happened with monkeypox? Experts like myself got out there in the media instantly, and we gave a counter narrative to what was being discussed as a national monkeypox crisis. We settled America down. There was no obvious monkeypox crisis. So the answer is experts like myself getting out there way ahead. The problem with SARS-CoV-2 is that experts like myself, we were so busy treating patients that we didn't get out there as public figures in the media nearly as quickly as we should.
Absolutely. And I think also the other side is the media not even maybe wanting to talk to you. The mainstream media not wanting to invite folks like yourself to come have that conversation.
No, I disagree. I have never asked for a single media interview. And I have, honestly, I think my record in one day is 16 TV shows.
Beautiful.
That's far more
mainstream
than
mainstream news still reaching out.
Well, that's far more than what Fauci or anyone else can
sure.
do. The interesting thing about media is now, quote, alternative and independent media is actually far bigger than legacy media. So for instance, when I go on Fox News at night, mainstream media, sometimes the viewership's under a million.
Mm-hmm.
When I went on Joe Rogan with all the clips and reclips, I set all his records, but the estimates are 160 million.
Yep.
And when I went on Daystar, the largest Christian broadcasting network with reruns per show, and I've been on four times, 1.7 billion.
Wow.
So I think the word mainstream media doesn't even apply. You know, most kids your age don't even have access to mainstream media because you don't even have TV.
They're not paying attention anymore. I don't have a TV.
There you go.
They're looking to people like us to bring the real news.
Right, mainstream media doesn't even apply to a young guy. Now I'm older, and I still have mainstream media in my house, and I'm asking my wife to actually pull the plug, cut the cord. I want it out.
Now that's the solution. Dr. McCullough, thank you so much for your
thank
time.
You.
Guys, we've been with Dr. Peter McCullough here at Next Steps in Atlanta. Till next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.